Selection criteria. An organization will use a range of criteria in conducting a supplier search and may place more or less weight on particular criteria to emphasize strategic priorities for the given category of supplier. Possible criteria include strategic supply plans, technical specifications, desired quality, and supplier financial strength. Here we'll look at four other factors that can be used as selection criteria: costs, alignment with supply chain needs, adherence to corporate social responsibility policies, and ability to provide required value-added services. Costs. To remain competitive, organizations must develop supplier relationships that allow them to lower total costs and, consequently, increase profits. Businesses must be able to source products and services and operate at the lowest costs possible, and they must partner with efficient and effective suppliers who can deliver goods and services on time and to specifications, especially when using lean or just-in-time production methods. Two cost categories that can be used as selection criteria are total cost of ownership and cost of goods sold. Total cost of ownership. Total cost of ownership, TCO, is discussed in detail elsewhere. A problem with TCO in a situation involving outsourcing is that too often companies look at the obvious purchase price, transportation costs, duty costs associated with doing business on a letter of credit, etc., but ignore the additional lead time. Longer lead times typically involve more inventory in the supply chain, and the carrying cost of that additional inventory needs to be included in the TCO analysis. Let's look at an example. A company's initial analysis of copper tubing costs for Brazilian, Korean, Chinese, and U.S. suppliers showed that the supplier from China had the lowest costs, even after all landed costs were considered. However, when the inventory carrying costs due to the longer lead times were included, the U.S. supplier, located only 3 hours away, actually had the lowest costs. This example is illustrated in Exhibit 3-15. Exhibit 3-15, TCO comparative example, cost of goods sold. Lowering the total cost of goods sold, COGS, is of strategic importance to a company. Such costs exert a strong amount of leverage over profits. A dollar decrease in COGS will be reflected as a dollar increase in gross margin. A dollar increase of sales has to be offset by COGS, and only the net will be added to the gross margin. Therefore, reducing the costs of materials, labor, or overhead through efficient supply management is more effective. This point is illustrated in the scenario shown in Exhibit 3-16. Exhibit 3-16, COGS example. Alignment with supply chain needs. Oftentimes, the focus on cost reduction leads to global sourcing and procurement. But in order for an organization to have a successful offshore partnership, the potential suppliers must have business processes and efficiencies that complement the strategic goals of the organization's supply chain, and they must be able to deliver on their capabilities to provide value for the customer. Successful offshore partnering does not happen by chance. Before entering into a strategic global alliance, both organizations need to lay the appropriate groundwork. Site visits should be considered a requirement before establishing onshore or offshore partnerships. All key stakeholders who will be involved in the relationship should participate, and critical processes and technology should be reviewed for the ease of interfacing, for example, cost and time required for interfaces. Another supply chain factor to consider is the supplier's technical communications ability so that the supplier can receive real-time information on customer orders and thus reduce supply chain problems such as the bullwhip effect. Corporate social responsibility policy. Since the organization that owns a product, brand, and image will be held responsible for the activities of its extended supply chain, most organizations consider how potential partners could affect their reputation. Prior to searching for suppliers, persons responsible for supplier selection should consult an organization's corporate social responsibility, CSR policy, for guidance. The CSR policy, also called the corporate citizenship policy, is a type of organizational self-regulation that involves adding priorities to an organization's business model. The model still focuses on profits, but also defines success as meeting the needs of the community and the environment. The CSR policy requires that employees and suppliers hold themselves accountable for compliance, but the organization may need to audit prospective suppliers and monitor existing suppliers for compliance. Topics of a CSR policy related to supplier selection could include customer health and safety, for example, supplier's product and service safety relating to legal liability, such as being non-toxic or defect-free. Employee health and safety, for example, risk exposure of employees of supplier. Environmental sustainability, for example, supplier's energy use, carbon footprint, use of recycled or reused materials. Maintainability, for example, total cost of ownership of supplier's products. Employment policy, for example, supplier's wages relative to regional averages, abstaining from exploitation such as child labor. Community reinvestment and use of local goods and services, for example, requiring local supplier search, including transportation cost savings and selection criteria, or ranking local suppliers higher in evaluations. The CSR policy is often based in part upon compliance with international or home country laws and regulations. Legal review will determine the extent to which such laws or regulations have jurisdiction over supplier methods or products. Product design will also play a role in supplier selection and CSR. Products designed to minimize the need for hazardous materials are an example. Supplier value-added services. A general category of supplier value-added services that many organizations have come to expect can be summarized as world-class service. As organizations look to right-size their supply base, any new suppliers that are added will need to be as good as or better than existing suppliers in the given category. This could entail excellent on-time delivery performance, ability to meet service-level agreements, and ability to collaborate on designs or ongoing cost improvements. Examples of supplier value-added services include management of inventory at the buyer's site, maintaining safety stocks of components so the organization doesn't have to. Quick responses to changing product or volume requirements, for example, reconfigurable manufacturing equipment. Adopting compatible transfer packaging to eliminate customer process steps, for example, a product shipped in reels to enable direct loading to a machine, or to be reusable. Break bulking or consolidation of goods from various sources, upstream warehouses. Consulting services such as input to category market research or evaluating various materials or production methods for potential use. E-purchasing and e-commerce capabilities. Technology capabilities ranging from computer-aided design, CAD, to track and trace, for example, RFID and GPS, to full network integration, plus good cybersecurity. Long-term relationship potential, such as a culture that embraces change or a willingness to invest funds in the relationship, share data or share costs and profits.